This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. What's up?
I just played a song. I should tell the listeners what song that was, actually. That was Riz Van with Get Up featuring Benza. But I'm sure you're very excited to tell us about this album.
Yes, I am. Sade's Diamond Life is turning 35 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago.
Or young, exactly. Have you seen Sade recently?
She's amazing.
She still looks incredible.
She still looks like she did when she recorded this record.
And she sounds really good too.
She does, yes. I was watching some recent videos actually last night and
Yeah, I saw a performance of her recently from 2011.
Mm.
She was killing it.
I know. God. Some people just, their voice just doesn't age.
She just knows. No. She knows who she is.
So this is obviously the debut album from British R&B group, I'm going to say that, Sade, Diamond Life, obviously. So they were formed in 1983 in London by members of, it came from members of a Latin soul band, actually, called Pride. And members of that group, Sade Adu, Stuart Matthewman and Paul Denman, decided to break away from that group and, along with Paul Anthony Cook, and formed their own band. And obviously the band was named after the singer, Sade. Many people think there was just her and a few backing musicians, but actually they were a real band and they actually wrote and recorded the material together. It was a collaborative affair.
Family.
Yes, a family. It was actually Adu's performance when she was in this band Pride. She already had the song Smooth Operator, and she was playing that song at gigs. And it got them noticed and signed to a record label pretty much immediately. And in fact, they were so popular even before they were Sade that by the time they performed their first show as Sade, thousands of people had to be turned away from the venue.
Okay, so you walk into a club, you work for a record company, you see the band, you see her.
Yeah.
If you don't sign that, you would be a complete idiot.
You would regret that for the rest of your life.
You'd automatically fall in love.
Exactly. It's so enticing and enchanting. So
a thousand people.
It all happened so quickly. And with this album, from getting a re-signed and forming, in fact, they still hadn't inked the contract by the time they began recording the album, which was actually recorded in 6 weeks. And the style of this album is very much anchored in that kind of slick 80s R&B fusion sound, which was actually termed by the music press Sophistopop, which I've talked about before on anniversary albums.
Sophistopop.
Very sophisticated, kind of moulding together elements of jazz, soul, R&B, even West Indian, Caribbean influences as well.
It's for public health. I mean, you listen to it and you're automatically a better person.
Exactly, yes.
Everything's cured.
Precisely. But basically, this album, it's a lot of love songs, obviously, but set to quite jazzy arrangements, smooth drums, that's the Caribbean influence, obviously, quite prominent bass lines, and heavy use of keyboards, Fender Rhodes, piano, saxophone, obviously, very prominent as well. Then, of course, there's her wonderful silky smooth vocals, it's just like liquid gold, really. You can't escape it. It's there, and it's so perfect for the style of R&B that they were making. So we're going to start with a track called What Am I Going to Do to Make a Living? And this is track number 5 and one of the singles from the album. This was actually quite a political song at the time about unemployment during the Thatcher years. The story goes that Sade began writing this song on the back of a dry cleaning ticket, when she went to collect her clothes from the cleaners. She was broke, and she was like, when am I going to make a living?
Well, pretty soon, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't plug it in.
There's a little teaser for you.
Oh, no. Let's start that again. Excuse me. There we go.
Take a while before I give in. See the
That was Sade.
Yes, very much so.
Our anniversary album for today.
Yes. So the next track we're going to play is called Hang On To Your Love. This is track number 3 and the first single from the album. It was also the first single they released in the United States, so it would have been America's introduction to Sade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your love.
That was Hang On To Your Love by Sade, our anniversary album for today. I just got a text in. In the 80s, I think this was the most played record in Auckland. On the weekends, out the window of the neighbours at parties, clubs, there was only a few of those back then. I think per capita Auckland really good embraced Sade. I hated it back then as a punk listening to BFM, but now I like it. Old age.
Isn't that nice?
Well, I also think that like the younger generation who didn't notice it everywhere or also love Sade because she's just so sultry and sensual and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like we were born around this time.
Yes.
Actually, probably thanks to Sade, a lot of us were born. I'm just saying.
That's probably quite right.
Anyway, we're going to cut to a break and we'll conclude Sade very soon.
The cinematic event of the year. Bigger than that time, Academy screened all the Shreks back to back. More star-studded than the ceiling at the Civic. And with more international flavour than the food court by Event Queen Street. The New Zealand International Film Festival is back for 2019. Tickets are already on sale, so what are you waiting for? Get stuck in. The NZIFF 2019, July 18th to August 4th. For tickets and the full schedule, go to nziff.co.nz.
Design fans, creative types, turtleneck wearers, brace yourselves because New Zealand's most prestigious, popular and influential creative festival is back for its 17th year. Semi-permanent. Packed with top-flight talent, including fashion and design icon Chantel Martin, exceptionally intriguing visual artist Rafik Anadol, and avant-garde art directors Lynette and Sander. If you're serious about what it means to design at the highest levels, don't miss Semi-permanent. 3 days, Auckland 15th to 17th, Aotea Centre, Auckland Central. Go to semipermanent.com.
In the market to build a new home? Why not take your grand design and turn it green? With Craft Homes, smarter, healthier, more efficient homes, built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Craft Homes make it easy, working with you from design to project completion. Plus, with a Craft Home, you can take advantage of the healthy home loan package to save on your loan. Craft Homes are Homestar approved practitioners and assessors. Build your home greener and healthier. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
A group of emperor penguins huddled close, moving together in synchronized waves. This is Universal Harmony.
Radiating togetherness with positive energy. This is Universal Harmony.
As wholesome as fresh sliced sourdough and as empowering as winning a prize at school assembly. This is Universal Harmony.
Tuesday nights from 10 till midnight are reserved for Universal Harmony with Dr. Snickers. Only on 95 BFM.
Putting the bubble back in your moe. That's Universal Harmony.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
All right, so Sade, reception. Oh, I'm sorry, if you've just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're doing anniversary albums, concluding anniversary albums with Sam Smith. Look at Sade's
Diamond Life. Yes, 1984. Yes. So the album was a smash hit when it came out, reached number 2 in the UK, sold over 1 million copies. There also cracked the top 10 in the United States and has gone on to have international sales of over 6 million.
Yeah.
It was also the best-selling debut album from a British female vocalist at the time, and she held that record until 2008, so about 24 years.
So, like, until Rihanna?
I think it was Duffy, actually, who broke that record. UK.
Duffy.
This is the UK, of course.
Who's Duffy?
Soul singer, Amy Winehouse-esque kind of thing.
No, I don't know who that is.
It won the UK Album of the Year at the 1985 Brit Awards and was voted the 14th best album of the year by Pop sorry, Paz and Jop, which was an annual critics poll. I like that name, actually, Paz and Jop. At the time, critics were a bit lukewarm about the album, although some called it cocktail music, lounge music.
It is.
I mean, you can have a good cocktail to this.
I mean, for those of you doing Dry July, a mocktail, if you please.
Or as I like to call it, cappuccino.
Cappuccino music,
definitely. its reputation, though, has only grown as a record as its influence on subsequent soul and R&B singers became realised. I think the legacy of this record is seen in that Sade was a massive influence on the future development of things like neo-soul, so Erykah Badu, that kind of thing, and also alternative R&B as well, more recently. But also hip-hop as well. Rappers love Sade. They've been sampled so many times by hip-hop, and a lot of rappers have spoken very highly of Sade. Drake in particular, he loves Sade.
He has a crush on Sade.
He does, I think.
He's in love with Sade. So, he's in love with most female vocalists.
I think so, yes.
Rihanna.
Rihanna as well, definitely. The band themselves, they released five more albums. They continue to actually tour, albeit infrequently, and they remain popular, I guess, because of the legacy of this initial period in the 1980s. But also Sade herself, she's a bit of an icon visually, musically, and just the way she's lived her life quite mysteriously and privately. She's a very intriguing woman.
We like Lee, we're lovely. Sorry, I didn't think that was words. It's not.
I don't know what's
Happy
going
Monday,
on right
everyone.
Now. Happy Monday. So we're gonna finish with obviously a classic, the opening track, the third single, Smooth Operator, or as I've written here, Smooth Operator. I think that's just a typo. Could be Smooth. It's very soothing. So this was their first top 10 hit in the United States, and it remains their biggest hit in the UK. And it's just an enduring classic, 80s classic, really.
Yeah, all right, everybody, light a candle, get on a silky nightingown.
Drink your cappuccinos,
and listen to this. Thanks very much to Sam Smith, by the way.
See you later.
Thanks for coming in. See you next week.
ask, he's a smooth operator.
To that album.
Happy anniversary.